Let her down so slow she'll sleep, like the morning sunshine needs the window to fall upon your head. Hang on so we don't get sold on the lies and the overgrown, the ways and the tales of the modern man. There's one I want, there's one I wanted more. Hard pressed, giving up on hopeless. Born out of sin and given less to begin. Given up on the heart of man, full of light and well-laid plans. Where's the song that left you wanting more? So falls the monuments, the cast is set. A broken lens, taking one more shot to close the show. There's one I want, there's one I wanted more. Hard pressed, giving up on hopeless. Born out of sin and given less. To begin. In the heart of man, full of light and well-laid plans, where's the song that left you wanting more?
Old boy here on Neo Rocks, in a track I'm not sure we've played on the show before. Heart of Man is the track, and now starts the point where I lose control of the show completely. Sean takes complete control and does whatever he wants for about a half hour.
All right, thanks for being here tonight. I'm Sean Brewster. This is Easy E and Jazzy J, our guests for tonight. This is DJ Oldboy. I think I'm already talking fast.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I think this is appropriate since we are talking about old boys. We have two old boys here that share the same birthday from the other day. How about that?
Smack me in the beard. Do it. I dare you.
When I saw that, I was like, is that serious? You guys are in the same band. You have the same birthday.
We've had some pretty epic shows. I think we've played 3 or 4 birthday shows.
Quite a few. Yeah.
I remember one. Friday.
Ish.
Friday. And it was just, like, just the one we played Friday. Because I didn't drink. I had my birthday party Thursday at the Speakeasy. That was a really fun night. Mm-hmm. It ended up with chicken and waffles, so that's how I know I had a great night. When two things happen. One, I'm listening to rap music and eating rallies. Or I get chicken and waffles at XYZ. I know the night was awesome.
What if all of those things happen?
The world would explode.
Okay. Well, for the sake of the world, I hope all of that doesn't
happen. And you also just figured out what our perfect date would be.
Wait, the two of you haven't yet?
No, he's a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. I've been Snapchatting him for like a long time, trying to get this to happen. But nope, he keeps turning me down.
Well, you get all handsy when you touch him. That's what happens.
Well, you're in studio. We've got two members of Old Boy who I know, and you've brought somebody new to studio.
Yeah. What's up? We got our friend Shelby. Can you come up here in the microphone and say hi? Let's talk to you for a little bit.
Now that she's all situated in her chair over instrument. And
this is Shelby. She's been playing some cello. Hello. Say hello to the world, Shelby.
Hello, world.
Shelby, how did you end up with this riffraff?
I had heard Old Boy on the radio, and I was like, oh, these guys are cool. And then I saw Sean at this open mic that's across the street from my college at Rider's Inn. And I was like, oh, hey, I like your music. And he's like, oh, cool. Cello's cool. So I guess that's...
I like
it. And then started the slippery slope.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Our first week, we did four shows in 3 days.
Right. Yeah, that was fun.
Now, here's the true initiation test. Has he made you do slap shots yet?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Look how she's so young and innocent. I mean, come on. That's totally not true. She's a ginger. I'd be like, hey, want to do slap shots? And there's a picture of me on the floor.
I would say, you've added cello in. How did that come about?
Well, I've always had fun mixing up my band lineups. I mean, it's just something you have to do in this town. If you're going to play as much as I do, as I enjoy, and Mike can attest to this, you never know what room you're going to be in. And not only that, you never know the quality of the PA you're going to play in. You can't always play at Beachland, you know, where they have a nice setup. And not that I haven't switched up lineups there either, but some rooms you're just going to be a small PA and, you know, completely acoustic where drums do not work. And so once you take drums out, then you have all kinds of fun. You know, you can go one person or, you know, five. We've played the Barking Spider where I think that there was five of us with no drums. And it was one of the more fun shows I've ever played. Some of the more magical shows. We played the December. We played with Annie DeShant. We played there. That was one of the shows.
That was in the middle of a snowstorm, too, wasn't it?
Well, that was 2 years ago. And that was an unbelievable night. And I couldn't believe how many people came out. What was that? Parade the Circle Day? At the Barking Spider? That show, we played Parade the Circle that night.
Right.
And that was another... I just love that place. Speaking of places... Barking Spider was my first gig I ever got that Martin gave me. It's the first, like, paying gig ever, you know, like, other than, you know, open mic. And Rider's Inn, where I met Shelby, was where I first basically started out playing at an open mic. Yeah.
Okay.
Story time by Sean Brewster.
I think that's the most coherent story we've gotten from Sean. Probably
ever. I drank tea with honey before I came in. Usually it's...
He did a little yoga in the lobby. The lobby will never be the same.
No.
Nor will the cameras that filmed it.
I know. I kept asking the girls across the way if they could teach me yoga, and they were like, get out of here, old guy. Just get away from us.
So, what are you here for today?
Well, I missed the heck out of you guys. Number one.
You set them up for that.
Number one. I want Jason to smack me in the beard. That's two. I'm sorry. No, I can't. We came.
It's been a while.
Had you that's number one.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But our excuse is this Saturday. We are playing a pretty cool show at the Grog Shop with a band called To Kill a King. And I really like their EP. I'm not trying to hype them. I actually do like it. But they gave us a show, and I was like, man, that's a good excuse to get in there. I bet Jason will let me come in.
I said, and that was one of those that Jason's like, hey, Sean's mentioned wanted to come in. I'm like, haven't we just? Oh, no, we haven't. Uh-huh. It's been a while.
Yeah, and in fact, I feel super guilty because you guys had two events you invited me to, and I couldn't make it. The Christmas special,
yeah,
and then the marathon, and I feel like a jerk.
It's all right. You know what? You missed out on some good times.
I did.
So I feel bad.
Every
for you.
Time I see your profile picture, I'm like, yeah,
I should have been in there.
Yeah.
And we went to a nice establishment around the corner that serves copious amounts of greasy food afterwards, and it was great.
Did you listen to rap music afterwards?
I don't think so.
No.
I think Jenna Fournier was rocking out.
One out of two ain't bad.
Yeah.
So you guys came with instruments in hand. We've made Shelby get situated, get up, and get resituated. So why don't we let her play something?
Shelby gets what she wants. She needs to be comfortable.
What do you have for us?
This is a newer song. I wrote over the winter. I do not think I haven't played this. I think I've only played this out once or twice, and once was on Thursday. Anyways, it's called House Is Not a Home. So we'll give it a go.
Here we've got Old Boy live on Neo Rocks.
And I want some backup vocals from Jason. She filled my lungs and took my breath when she came home. And now she's gone and I can see it's not the same. Between my sheets I'll find a home. I will not wait, I'll let you go. The only way that you'll come home. You will not chase till I leave. The only way that you'll miss me, I'll find a home. Find a home for every inch you know. Lock the door, keep you safe and warm. We will not leave. You won't stop touching me. That's when you know a house becomes a home. So let me hear what you will say when I come home after my long day. We'll take it slow. But you know, you've got my back and I've got yours. We'll find a home. We'll find a home for every inch you know. You lock the door, keep you safe and warm. We will not leave, you won't stop touching. When you know a house becomes a home, so will you stay? Because I know you'll find love anywhere you go. Just let me see what we could be. Let me see what we could be. I'll find a home. Find a home. Every inch you know, I'll lock the door, keep you safe and warm. You will not leave, you won't stop touching me. That's when you know a house becomes a home. That's when you know a house becomes a home.
Old Boy live on Neo Rocks. So, Sean, where did that song come from? Or do we not want to know?
You want to get this real up in here? Want to get real? I don't know if y'all want to get so much real. I mean, I got divorced last December. And, you know, you move and you lived somewhere for a really long time, and it's just it's weird and it's hard, and you try to, you know, find a way to sleep at night in a new place. You know, you got family. It's tough. It's really tough. But yeah. But at the same time, you know, you find friends and you find family, and it, you know, a house. It really is. It's a true thing. I mean, it just because there's a roof on it doesn't mean it's a home. You know, and you live in a house, but what makes it a home? So.
Is this why you keep Snapchatting me, asking me to sleep over?
It's Sometimes you need a warm body with their arms around you, Jason. Okay, I don't want to put all of our laundry out in public.
So,
by the way, I just got the third season to Game of Thrones. So, if you want to come over,
this is officially getting weird.
And he got the new Nintendo game, and it's really fun.
I have two different versions of Zelda. I know that's going to be awesome. I'm going to watch some DVDs. I think that's the best pickup line for any guy at a bar. Hey, do you want to go back to my place and watch some DVDs? And it's not even like they're saying, hey, let's go watch 300 or let's go watch whatever, The Notebook. Like, let's go watch a DVD. That's my favorite thing to hear a guy say in the whole world. You're not even trying at that point.
So you've spent some time writing stuff. Are you getting into studio again soon?
That's our plan. I mean, I was just talking to Adam Korbesmeyer, who we recorded the last album with. I saw him the other day, and I'm really debating. The last album was so full and such a big, you know, like a band. It's a rock band, but that's not where I came from. You know, and I've always loved, me and Mike both, have always just loved the stripped-down light stuff. You know, more acoustic stuff. Not that, my songs, I like a dynamic. I love the big, I like drums and, you know, Pete. I can't hide Pete. I got to have him playing guitar. But there's still, you know, that lap steel and with cello and banjo and acoustic guitar and piano. That's, put all those things together, I would just, so I don't know if I wanted to go with an EP so I can have a little more freedom. Which basically, an EP basically says this isn't going to be as good as an album. You know, you get a little freedom to not have to worry as much. But at the same time, am I just writing a below-average album? So I'm kind of, that's literally my debate right now.
We have faith in you.
What do you think about that EP versus full length?
Well, I think that your original idea of having a rap album would actually be the best idea here.
But I was going to go under a pseudonym, and now you just blew the lid off of it. Thanks for ruining that. All right, I'd like to announce to the whole world that I have a rap album coming out.
But to answer your
question, it's going to be all about fast food after 2 o'clock in the morning.
And your rap name is Punky Brewster?
I haven't come up with that yet, but that's my second choice. But my first my first choice might be DJ321, which is my birthday.
How many things can we just throw randomly into this interview?
321. That's my sister's birthday, also.
Really? I know.
Happy birthday! She's in Scotland. She's listening.
We had a good Snapchat the other day.
Oh, really? That's really.
We were Skyping from Scotland.
So EP versus full length album. You were mentioning that.
Yeah. What's your opinion?
Well, you know, I hate to say it. A lot of times it comes down to money too.
That's really.
I mean, is it really worth it? I mean, a lot of people, you know, say I've got the material, but do I want to take 12 songs and be in there and dedicate all this time? So I guess it depends on your own personal, you know.
We had an unbelievable time making this last album. I mean, I've always been of the thing where anything you do should not that you can surpass. When the songs that I wrote on the last album were years of songs, but you know, I'd like to have it, you know, sound better. And I'm not going to say I'm going to write better songs because that's just audacious, whatever. But but still, it's like, you know, you're right. Like 12 songs versus 5 to 7. It gives me, and then you can do the thing where you can have a 2-track song and bam, be done with 3 or 4 songs on a Sunday. Do some, you know, anyway, so.
So what about playing out? Are you playing out the new stuff?
When I do the lighter stuff, me and Shelby, we play some of the new stuff. I have a couple new songs that I really want to get on legs. Because the thing about the album, when I played some of those songs on the album, they were so different from when I first originally wrote them. I mean, the evolution of them just was unbelievable. I mean, one of the songs, Gone, started off as a sound check, 2-chord. I used to get super mad because we'd have, you know, you get these sound checks and you get your song that's all big, you know, but everybody sound checks with, like, you know. And then you try to come up with this big song and it falls flat on its face. Because you didn't sound check right. So we decided to have this 2-song, 2-chord, and it just became a song. But now on the album, it's got all these dynamics, yeah. And Greg plays these cool drums on it, and, you know. What do you got over there, Mike?
Oh, we have some tickets we could give away to Saturday night's show if you guys want to, 2 sets of 2.
You don't have to give them away. Or you can sell them on the black market.
That would be illegal. We would never do that, Sean.
Isn't it just open up down by Menchie's and Chipotle?
Wait, there's a black market for local.
Why has nobody opened up a store called the black market?
completely going in a different path than black market. I got to ask you, because this is something that came up on Facebook, and I noticed it, and I didn't really get a chance to talk to you about.
Oh, no.
But you guys, you did a cover.
I did.
That was picked up by commercial stations in town.
Yeah.
That they were actually, because I remember tweeting at the radio station. I saw it, and I'm like, wait a minute. A commercial station giving credit to a local artist? Awesome.
Blew my mind.
I don't remember the song that you covered. I just remember that it happened.
Yeah, I did this. Me and Shelby were practicing, and it was in this really big auditorium, which we probably shouldn't talk about, because we kind of guerrilla warfare our way in there. This gorgeous place with a grand piano, and we're like, this practice, because it sounds amazing. And we did I figured out the chords to that Drake song, Hold On, We're Going Home. And it's such a cool little song. It's the same, completely repetitious, but it's got these cute words to it, and it means something to me personally. And so we're goofing around. I'm like, man, hold on. I got my stuff in the car. And like a two-channel, mm-hmm. you know, mobile pre or whatever. And so I threw up two microphones, and it sounds okay. But yeah, and then I put it on Twitter, and one of the guys from that radio station saw it, and he wrote a whole article about it, and all about the band. And terrestrial radio to me was like untouchable. I thought it was impossible to get even sniff that world. That whole
and suddenly, without even trying,
there I am in this station. And
so, moral of the story: stop trying, and you'll be great.
And you know, the funny thing is, I get you know 300 views, and I couldn't. There's guys that have spent $1,000 on a local video for their band that you get like 25 views for, and I get like 300. And I've got you get your band live shots and get like. You know, if you're lucky, you get 50 views. And it's just funny. And we're talking like hundreds, you know, compared to YouTube, millions or whatever. But, you know, but it was super, it was a really.
And that was just something that wasn't really planned, right? Because I actually saw the video, it actually looked planned. So good job with that.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good job faking it.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. I'll tell you what, the microphones did not capture that room. I mean, what's the word, like ethereal. I mean, it's just the natural reverb of an auditorium, an old auditorium. And it was just, I could have got lost that day.
Every material in that auditorium was like made with sound in mind. So everything like just sounds perfect.
Yeah, wow. It was a really neat practice. And I'm glad that we documented it, because I don't know how many times I'll go back there and practice, but...
So has the Drake song made it into your regular set as you play
Do you
it?
Want it to make it into our set?
will it be in the set on Saturday?
You know, it's one of those... I have a thing about cover songs. I want to write a book about the art of the cover song. To play a popular pop song, it has such a small shelf life, and that song is barely even on the radio anymore, you know. And if you're going to do that cover thing, you better be on it, you know, because you do it like I've seen people do like Katy Perry songs or Snoop Dogg songs. It either better be fresh right now and hot, or classic and old, like, you know, G-Thing, you know, or Regulate, you know what I mean, something like that.
I'm hungry for rallies all of a sudden.
See? Goes together like Eazy-E and Jazzy J. You two.
Not going to happen. Why don't you play something else for us?
Let's do this one. I want to play this one. I really like what Shelby does on this one.
What's
the one that we said we were
Yeah. Okay.
the one that we planned to play? Yeah. So what are you playing for us?
This is an Iron and Wine song, if that's all right. I figured last time I was in here I played an Iron and Wine song.
Make a habit of it.
Yeah, me and Jenna. Miss Fournier.
So we've got Old Boy live in studio on Neo Rocks.
Thanks. I usually do that.
Mm-hmm.
glass snake that lived in the creek bed. Mother, don't worry, I've got some money I save for the weekend. Mother, remember being so stern with that girl who was with me. Mother, remember the blink of an eye when I breathe through your body. So may the sunrise bring hope where it once was forgotten. Suns are like birds flying upwards over the mountain. Mother, I made it up from the bruise of a floor of this prison. Mother, I lost it all, the fear of the Lord I was given. Mother, forget me now, that the creek drank the cradle you sang to. Mother, forgive me, I sold your car for the shoes that I gave you. So may the sun rise, bring hope where it once was forgotten. Suns are like birds flying upwards over the mountain. Friends on the corner. Mother, don't worry, she's got a garden we're planting together. Mother, remember the night that the dog had her pups in the pantry. Blood on the floor and the fleas on their paws, and you cried till the morning. So may the sun rise, hope where it once was forgotten. Suns are like birds flying upwards over the mountain. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Old Boy live on Neo Rocks. You're playing at the Grog Shop this weekend.
Yes, sir. Early show, too.
Early show. Go over all the details real quick.
Us, the Old Boy and Girl, Moon Rocks, To Kill a King. I believe it's an 8 o'clock show. And afterwards, if you go, you get into this thing called Nightmare on Wax, some DJ thing afterwards.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah, well, as I say, according to the... The ticket, it's 6 o'clock doors, 7 o'clock show.
That's what I meant. That's what I totally meant.
So close.
Yeah, it was close enough.
All of your, where to find information about you?
Oldboycleveland.com. And I'll tell you what, we have a bunch of free tickets and some. So if you contact us, let us know one way or another. Come here. Not come here. You can come here. You can stop by. Whatever you want. you know. But call the fellas here because they love to talk to people on the radio.
216-397-4438.
Yeah. I want to give out my phone number so bad right now. Give out Mike's phone number.
This is his address.
Say, can I give out my Snapchat address?
I don't even trust me, people. You don't want it.
Yeah, I would say be afraid. Be very
afraid. Old Boy Cleveland, pretty much everywhere. Like, you know, Twitter and on the Instagrams.
Facebook,
yeah. /Old Boy Cleveland. Just, nice. What's that, bud?
I said MySpace.
Yeah.
Does anybody still use MySpace?
Friendster. They tried so hard. They even talked about Justin Timberlake. They're like, let's just throw his name in there. Like, that's the one thing that Justin Timberlake failed at out of his entire life of being successful was MySpace.
So, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. And you're welcome.
I say, Shelby, thank you for putting up with these two. Hopefully you stick around for a while. I'm going to give you a choice of two songs.
Sure.
Run or Stars?
Oh, I'm always a sucker to hear Jenna sing on Run.
Mm. Okay. Here we go. Thank you very much for coming in again.
Thank you, guys.
Once again, Grog Shop Saturday night. Doors at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock show. Old Boy, Moon Rocks, and To Kill a King. It is the early show at the Grog Shop, which means they will actually start the show early.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Check it out. Here is Old Boy Run on Near Rocks.
Hold tight. There's somebody for you. There's a light in someone's eyes. Bold and free, nevertheless I'll see. You just might find your lover tonight. Oh, we run, we run, we run from the devil. We run, we run, we run from the places we're from, but I can tell that you love someone. It's all right, given the sign in view, we can feel the electric high. We move like bees, feeling the sting you see. You just might find your lover tonight. Oh, we run, we run, we run from the devil. We run, we run, run from the places we're from, but I can tell that you love someone. Oh, we run, we run, we run from the devil. We run, we run, we run from the places we're from, but I can tell that you love someone. Bear with me, I'll be fine, she said. Let's go home together. Let's grow old together. We'll be lively, not sad. Oh, we run, we run, we run from the devil. We run, we run, we run from the places we're from, but I can tell love someone. Oh, we run, we run, we run from the devil. We run, we run, we run from the places we're from, but I
death, oh, we run, we run. We run from the places we're from, but I can tell that you love someone.